News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
In part because of our continued reliance on natural gas to supply the root source of power when there isn't any wind blowing, we have some of the most expensive electricity in Europe. Dr. Niall Farrell is with us. He's Associate Research Professor with the ESRI. Now, just to be clear, Niall, as I understand this, this has nothing to do with the taxes on it or excise duty or VAT or anything else. This is just cost of production.
Hi, Anton. Yeah. So I suppose in this paper, we sort of reviewed Irish electricity prices and trends over the last few years, but looking maybe 2018 to 2024. So in and around when the energy price shock happened in relation to Ukraine. The interesting trends emerge when you break down the total changes in costs by different layers. So I suppose the first layer is just looking at the core price of electricity itself, sort of the energy and supply costs primarily. And in 2018, Ireland had the third highest cost. So we're starting from a high enough baseline. And this is before we take into any of these sort of taxes and levies. And then by 2024, we had the highest. When we add in taxes and levies, then these are the VAT and other levies that go onto it, but also includes the energy credits. That brought us back down to the eighth highest. So we can see there from the data, you know, that the energy credits were helpful in bringing us lower in terms of the ranking of energy costs in Europe. And then when we look at adjustments for cost of living, so that brings us sort of close to the EU average of around 15th. So we all know that, you know, the cost of living is higher in Ireland. So that sort of brings us closer to the EU average. So one caveat to that is that when we make these adjustments, we're talking about the basket of goods and what the relative cost is, but the energy is an input to all of these goods. So it might overstate that correction. If I was to put a number on it, I'd say we're somewhere between 8 and 15th, probably not the 15th. Coming back to your point then about gas, so what's sort of driving this? Well, we look at the different trends. We can't really say, you know, the data doesn't tell us exactly. We can't say 100% certain, but a lot of the trends are pointing to the fluctuations in the final price really follows very closely the prices, the changes in gas. If we look at the amount of gas that's used to generate electricity in Ireland, just in terms of the generation that takes place in the state, it's around 50%. And that hasn't changed a whole lot compared to maybe what has happened in other countries. If you map the trend of how much gas is used in other countries, they were able to move away from gas a lot more than we were in Ireland. And that probably means we're a bit more exposed to these fluctuations
and
than maybe
other
countries.
They moved away to it towards renewables or towards nuclear?
Probably towards nuclear and other sort of, they probably have more options, essentially. And it's not necessarily, like, I suppose in the short term, it's very hard to move towards renewables because you have to build the installations. But if you have other capacity available, you can fire off those generators, which in Ireland, we don't have those options, essentially.
So does that mean that we are going to continue to be stuck in this corner as long as we remain committed to renewables?
We're committed to gas, I suppose, is the big issue. So renewables really is our...
But is the gas commitment not to fill the gap when the renewables aren't available?
So the gas, we do need. So I suppose there's two factors to take into account here. The gas is needed to fill, exactly as you say, to fill in the gaps when the renewables aren't available. But every time renewables are generating, they push the prices down. So we need more of that, essentially. And it has two effects. So the first effect is that when the wind blows, the price comes down because we need less gas, and we see that through the wholesale prices, sort of what's known as the merit order effect. But everybody sees it in their electricity bill as well, because the way the contracts are structured. So if you think about it, you're going about to install your wind turbine and you go to the bank and you say, well, this is the cost, and they ask you, well, when is the revenue coming in? And you say, well, it's depending on when the wind blows. They're not going to be too happy with that. So we have these special contracts in place, a contract for difference. So if the price is less than this agreed price, you know, we top it up and we pay that on our electricity bill. But if the price goes above that, we get a rebate back. And in the last few years, that deal has worked out really well for us. We've been getting a rebate back for a few years, and it has reduced the cost. And in 2022 and 2023, we got €7 a month, up to around €89 for the year because of this contract that's in place. So more renewables can help us shield us from these shocks.
Thank you, Niall. Dr. Niall Farrell, Associate Research Professor at the Economic and Social Research Institute.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.